Start counting it down in your head.
We're doing this one live?
Live.
Can we do like one drill? Go like one, two.
Why don't you lead us in? What? That's it. That's the new start of the show. And that, and it begins now.
Director Donnie.
It begins now.
Five, four, three.
And we are the Comic Playground. I can't believe how well Donnie did in his first, his directorial debut. Incredible job by Donnie.
It wasn't 37.
No. I that was a big lie. Oh, I lie a lot about time. I said it was going to be 37 seconds before we started. And then I was completely enthralled, in love with what Donnie was doing over there as the director. I thought he'd get right to the show, but he made a bigger production of it. And now he's giggling like a schoolgirl. That's not, no, your regular giggle. You don't have to perform, Donnie. Everything you do is perfect. Don't ever change. You complete me. So,
all right.
Let's get into a couple things. We found out last week that Donnie gets mad about the potential of making more money every day.
you wanted a rant, but I mean, that was a happy rant. I mean, I guess.
Well, I'm looking for truth.
I guess if I sold it, I would have been like, oh, I would have been out so much money.
Oh, but, that's what. Oh, okay, so you were mad about.
It was a what if situation?
Yeah, I guess all it could have
been. It was the parallel universe where you did sell it, you were mad about?
Yeah, sure.
He was a little angry about people marking up the covers.
He was. Remember I think that? He might just be from the Mo Money, Mo Problems school.
Is that what it is?
It is. That's very Donnie.
The other thing that I learned from Joe, actually, that if you're going to, when I say you, I mean me, play with dolls on an audio podcast, you should probably let the audio listeners know that's what you're doing before the first 20 minutes.
It's probably helpful.
Because they just hear you talking to yourself, which is a lot of what I've done my entire career. But apparently you needed more of the visual for it to make sense. So
it's not just a tease to get them to watch the video version later.
That's what I was thinking in my head. I was way ahead of myself at that point.
It makes a lot of sense.
But
that was really smart of you, actually.
Yeah, I was highly intelligent. A super intelligent being. I was basically the brain.
That's always what I thought of you.
You were going for that?
Yeah.
I was in the car with Andrea and she was like, what is he doing?
So trippy, right?
I'm like, oh, there are dolls. She's like, he should say that.
Yeah, and I thought I did, but I did it so much later that, you know, we're all learning.
Yep.
I've been part of a visual meet. I've been on the radio, obviously. I've done other podcasts. Been a tremendous guest on a podcast I'll talk about in a second, the Fireside Podcast. It was incredible. It was tremendous.
Maybe our selling point is that we're a podcast with props. Nobody else does
a propcast.
That. A propcast.
Oh, we're a propcast?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
They have to figure out what we're playing with.
Not a could be.
Were you going to say that's not a bad idea? I disagree.
It's a terrible idea. It's a brutal idea because
it could get really weird.
Oh, it got really weird once your words sunk in for me. But I did visit over to the Fireside crew. I actually even emailed them or texted them. I'm much hipper than I claim to be. Is that what I was doing?
Because you know how to text.
But that's
it is the new thing.
But it's you can check that out at Welcome to Fireside. They're that everywhere except for Twitter, and on Twitter they are at Fireside Crew. And Stephen Marr had contacted us through Facebook. And said he liked the show, and it was amazing because they were actually fans of the show, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, they've been working with us on a lot of the stuff that we're doing. They keep like commenting, and it's a lot of fun talking to those guys in like the live shows and the premieres and stuff.
And one of the things that they did is they've made all the mistakes already. They're learning. So he's like, I can help you save a lot of time on things that just won't work. Which was pretty cool.
That is helpful. We don't want to waste our time with that.
our time is very valuable.
We want to waste the listeners' time. That's what we want to do.
Did they have any ideas for how we can get a song like theirs? I mean, I like Adonis's beatboxing, but that song that they open up with,
yeah.
Did you hear? I mean, it's intense. It's pretty impressive.
I like that their graphic of fire is over their comic books, and it seems like their livelihood is about to go up in flames.
I think that probably makes Donnie angry.
Oh. No, I wanted to see it, actually. I heard about it. How you're saying, is that fire over the comic books? But
oh, you heard it on the podcast?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Donnie, you're worried today. It's like you're worried you're going to say something wrong.
No, no. I always say something wrong.
It's expected at this point.
You don't just notice it until you rewatch it. You're like, oh.
So we should say this. Adonis and Corbin are not here, so we're moving some things around. I got a text this morning from Corbin. He wasn't feeling well. And then Adonis ended up having to work. So that was a little bit of a blow because 90% of the show, sorry to you guys.
Whatever.
Do you 90% of today's show. Once again, I was playing with dolls, but not telling anybody about it.
Do you think Corbin actually is sick, or was he at a Comic-Con yesterday and he made a purchase, couldn't afford to fly back?
And couldn't afford gas.
Couldn't afford gas.
Or food or anything.
There's potential.
So today it is Joe, Frank, Zach, Donnie, and Justin. So that's the crew that we have here today.
We're so sorry.
Plenty. We're good. We're
don't forget the man behind the man behind the man.
Oh yes. Rich Page, aka Dick Toledo. And we don't have a mic on him yet. Someday we will, but we'll get to why that is.
If he yells, everyone can hear him though.
Yes.
There it is.
Wow, it's actually the mic's picking up pretty well, so you could probably whisper. Try it. No, that gotta be more than a sexy whisper, Toledo. Oh. By the way, I am going to be introducing. I decided this. I'm going to be introducing new toys. This is a doll.
Good job, Frank.
This is the '60s Batman series doll. I have been encapsulated in this plastic conundrum.
Does he have accessories?
He's
bat repellent.
Shark repellent
or sat repellent.
Bet you didn't know I was wearing my super bat thermal underwear. So this one's pretty cool. I am being strangled by the
that looks rough in there.
Safety device. My Adam West is only so good too. So this was another one of my purchases. We can bring him up at any time, but he's always going to be frozen in the Mr. Freeze, Mr. Plastic. Look out, you encapsulated. So. We got that going for us, which is nice. And last week was Umbrella Academy. I had a lot of fun with that. It was new for everybody, I think.
Brand new for me.
Yeah, I loved it.
This week. Did you get through the whole thing,
Don? I did. I want more.
Yeah. Because that's the show. We don't want to give too much away for the people because it is fairly new.
Mm-hmm.
It leaves you hanging.
Oh, I highly recommend it. I mean, that was easy to binge.
Yeah.
My wife and I are going through that right now, and it's like really addicting.
The
Umbrella Academy, we're almost done. We're
it's a lot of fun. But I'm finding that with all these binge shows. So,
I think it's fair to give ourselves a pat on the back for this. I was reading a Rolling Stone interview with Gerard Way, and he said his two biggest influences for Umbrella Academy were X-Men, which you initially brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And a comic playground was number two.
No, Watchmen, which is something you and I brought up. So
we win.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we were legit on that.
We are awesome.
Correct. Yeah, the Umbrella Riddle.
Good job.
We
us.
Know what happens in season two. We have no idea. That
was we could tell. We could tell them if we were.
What was that?
We're just not. You're just.
We were waiting for somebody to bail you out.
We sound so smart now. I feel like maybe we can predict it.
Oh my god!
Season two predictions coming soon.
So
to put them down.
The Mark V. It's amazing when things seem to be working pretty well, and you get a lot of feedback on it. Stephen Maurer from the Fireside Crew.
That's great.
Stephen Maurer. I got to ask him how to say it because he probably just says Maurer, but it looks like Maurer. He loved the last weeks, especially with the time travel and just us all going back and forth. And Joe, you would
say a lot of people loved it. I think this Mark V thing is really going to be a hit with just on social media. People just love giving their ideas and stuff like that.
And for anyone who doesn't know, the Mark V, named after me, Robert Downey Jr., and my Mark V, Iron Man suit,
Do you know the relevance of the Mark V suit?
It was the fifth suit.
That's true.
That he made.
It was in the first one that you could take in a suitcase along with you.
Oh.
Which is relevant how?
Like you could take your top five on to a desert island or whatever, a deserted island. So you take them with you. Like what would you take with you? And you pick your top five.
Probably an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, if you're
Shadow Design,
what were the five things? Perfect. Yeah. That's how you got there. I was worried for a second.
I made it up, you know, right. like as no, I was going there. So,
what Mark is he on now? Do we know?
Well, he changed.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's not even Mark, though.
There's a new suit 50. That's inbound that's been rumored to be in Endgame that's supposed to be like the most powerful suit he's ever done.
Do you know what it is?
Oh. I think it is.
This is assuming well, he you makes get it back off
to us
of,
on it. I'll get back to you.
You get back to us on it.
I'll give some of the reactions from, yeah, that's from the Mark V. So Michael Whitaker said A Christmas Carol for time travel movies. I was like, that is a cool pick.
I tried to there. Yeah, I guess it is time travel, right?
And of course, I immediately
It's a Wonderful
went,
Life as I, no, one too.
Nobody threw that in there, but I think it does count. But I immediately was like, I think if I had to pick one Christmas Carol, I'd be Scrooged.
The baseball movie?
The baseball movie.
No, the Bill Murray movie.
Donnie's setting us straight.
Speaking of the baseball movie, I put some Corbin jokes in here, assuming that he was going to be here. So,
wow.
So, yeah, I think that we'll have to get a couple of wow. Frank yeah, wows on that.
We'll work
when I get there. Army of Darkness was one of the picks, and that was actually one of my alternates, which I love that movie. And I think this is a really big miss. Cat Lewis said Donnie Darko. Which was my number two.
Okay.
And then she also said Butterfly Effect, which I thought was a good pick.
That was a horrible movie.
Really? You don't like that one?
I don't even think Ashton Kutcher liked it.
that's
more of a sliding doors
good from the
over
chair
there.
Over there.
Yeah.
On a weird note, though, a lot of people said Sandlot. Corbin?
Huh?
Wow. That actually kind of sounded like him. I'm getting pretty good at it.
Great.
The joke was
it's
no.
almost like you're
no
professional.
Yeah. Well, I forgot. Sometimes I forget how good I am at this stuff.
Like, whoa, I did that well.
I did. I get thrown off when I have something new.
And then since I'm the only person that didn't get to say my top pick last week after we decided we were only going to do one person's and we did everyone's but
yeah,
mine.
But everybody was really interesting.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice. Mine was Looper.
Okay.
Which I love. And then my number five was Free Jack, which I'm sure that nobody loves.
Never even heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You don't know what Free Jack is?
No.
Emilio Estevez?
Oh,
it was excellent.
The Mighty Duck
Mick,
Man?
Mick Jagger was in it. Anthony Hopkins was in it. They steal Emilio Estevez's body from the past and try to put this new like Lord, which is Anthony Hopkins, his soul into this new body so he can keep living.
Yeah, dude. Sounds great.
Pretty intense. It's totally 80s and it's wonderful.
You really sold it.
I don't care what anybody says. That movie's fantastic.
Wouldn't pay a dollar for it, so that's why it's called would. Free Jack.
Well, I had talked to Toledo, a producer extraordinaire, about this. I said, what I'd like to do, too, is work on this, getting a little bit more of the topicality up front, find something, and do something about, we're looking at the monitors right now, and Emilio Estevez has hair from a different time.
Look, Buster Poindexter.
Yeah, this is...
It's hot.
When did this come out?
Hot.
I feel like this came out at a time where like there were 100 movies that were basically the same, like Time Cop
and this was
and
the best
Demolition
one.
Man, and they were basically all the same.
I think this is well before that. I'm not sure on the years, to be honest. 92.
Not all those films had shells like Demolition Man.
Not all those shells? Films had Emilio.
It's culturally relevant.
Oh, well, now I need to look that up.
Little Rene Russo, Emilio Estevez kiss.
Hot off of Young Guns, which I also love. Not
how about
a time
Hot
travel
Shots?
Movie.
Wasn't he Hot Shots?
That was Charlie Sheen.
Well, wasn't Emilio Estevez? He wasn't in. Oh, you know, he was in the Garbage Men duo.
Are they two different
men
people?
At work?
Men at work.
Yeah.
Also
yeah.
a great band.
So,
yeah, two hits.
I saw them somewhere.
Not sure how we got them. There.
Yeah. When you can work in a Men at Work reference, you know you're done with work for the day. So we're gonna start trying this. This actually felt like more of a Joe or a Justin segment to me. It was a news type of thing, but I decided I wanted to do it a little bit differently, and I wanted to go with Donnie for it. And Donnie, we're bringing you up to the big table. I want you up here for the because you're gonna be news reader Donnie Ivory.
Okay.
And I just wanted to see you get out of that thing. I can't, because we're putting that in the... do it as quickly as you can. I'm Morgan Freeman. And that's when Donnie realized he was going to look them... Oh, you did it!
Are we knocking cameras over?
Yeah, try not to hit any...
Where's his pizza blanket?
No, because Corbin's not here. So don't even...
Yeah. So smart.
Yeah, yeah. So try not to...
I didn't say that.
Yeah. You, no, I don't worry. Nobody was listening. Get up to the mic. So, and then the first thing I said to Donnie was, I want you to read these articles. He goes, oh, no. I'm like, what? I'm not good reading.
I'm not.
And what did I say? Perfect.
I'm going to be the kid from Billy Madison, but all right.
You mean Billy Madison?
Oh, no. As in the kid.
Hey,
like,
there
the kid,
it is.
Kid,
yeah.
kid,
good
kid,
one.
Kid,
you
to,
just set him up.
Today, Junior.
That guy.
All right. So I can. You are nervous. I can
this
feel
is
it.
Be great.
Yeah.
Is it the table that's throwing you off, Donnie?
Can smell your... the sweat.
No, it's just reading. I like more pictures than words, but
got
you
it.
Know.
I was like,
I like, you know, book.
I was like, you read comic books all the time. And he's like, well, they have lots of pictures.
Just makes up the story
like,
as he goes.
Tabs
who doesn't
and
enjoy
things
a good
to do, like
book.
A pop-up book. You know?
Before one of the last episodes that we did, Donnie and I were talking about one of my books. And he's like, I think it's so cool that you wrote a whole book. That's just awesome. He's like, I never really read a whole book.
From you doing that impression of him, I think a future episode is all of us just being Donnie.
You know, and I told him,
tell me the book that I read
and I was hooked in was called
Clifford Behind, the Big Red Dog.
Behind the Bell, written by Dustin Diamond, who plays Screech from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, you got an Ernie laugh out of me.
It was so interesting.
I told you. What did I tell you at the beginning of the show? Just tell us the truth. Don't ever try and tell jokes.
No, I'm not.
No, I know.
I'll bring the book in tomorrow.
I know it's signed. Signed. With the video, which is X-rated. No, that's what I'm saying here. That's why this is brilliant. When you are you, Donnie, when you are full-on Donnie Ivory, which I still swear should be your 70s crooning name, nothing gets better than that, because you are probably the one person that bought that book. And you are Saved by the Bell.
And the only one who finished
it, too. You're screeching his mom or dad.
Hold on. I got this. I've been harboring this for a while. But Mr. Belding! All right. So give us all the news. That there's a local radio show, a great friend of mine, John Holmberg, here in Phoenix. Toledo, what did they used to say about Brady with the Brady Report? What do they call? What was John's thing?
Is basically all the news that you haven't heard about read by a man who can't read.
Yeah, so that's going to be very similar to this. So when Donnie was like, I can't do this, I'm like, hey, you love Brady. You love that show. Yeah. That's how he started. And now he's still the same guy. So,
all right.
Give it to us.
So Marvel Studio president confirms that Disney Plus Marvel shows will be continued to MCU. So Marvel shows heading to the new streaming service Disney Plus will be connected to the overall Marvel Cinematic Universe. With Marvel Studios producing shows, movies for both small and big screens, this of course stands... Next page. In contrast to Netflix recently canceled Marvel shows including Daredevil, Punisher, and Jessica Jones, minus the early episodes of Daredevil.
You really want to get through this, don't you? You
are mentioned...
just... Enjoy each word. I'll show you. Let me do this, because this is one of my specialties. I just think of it as Morgan Freeman going through your head. Marvel Studios present. I screwed it up myself. Marvel, see? And I just made fun of myself, Sonny. Even the best voices in the world can have problems. Donnie. Let it out. We don't have Corbin, so we're missing the greatest laugh in the world, and now we've got two of them. Speaking to comicbook.com. Marvel Studios president Kevin Feige confirmed that the new shows would share that bond.
Is that how you pronounce his last name?
That's Feige. I talked to my friend Tom Hiddleston. I talked to my friend Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah, and we're very good friends.
And we met.
Is it pronounced Tom?
Tom. Let's call him Tom. Tommy.
And he was like, he called him Kevin Feige, and I'd never heard it before. I thought it was Feige. Donnie thought it was Feige. You know, it's Feige. So, and some people say Feige. The Brits say Feige. And apparently the Australians do too, because that's the accent I just had. So, okay. So that's pretty cool news. Mm-hmm. Because Juliet, my daughter, had told me a couple times she'd heard that kind of thing. But this is from Kevin Feige.
What if the actors and actresses sign on to something? I mean, they're just waiting for a couple
of years?
Well,
they could, but if you remember in the I don't know who's seen Daredevil in Netflix, but they do talk about some of the Avengers stuff at the beginning of Daredevil.
Yeah, they reference like the event or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
The thing that happened in New York.
Yes. Yeah. So, way to use the cough button, Donnie. Yeah. Wow, what a pro over here.
I'm so deprived with that one. This is kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel
bad. Not upset.
You don't. Oh, no, we'll have one for you.
Back to the beanbag.
But, yeah, you only get so much time here, then you turn back to the pumpkin.
Yeah, no, I was going to say Vision and Scarlet Witch, they do have confirmed shows, and Loki has one confirmed as well. So, I mean, it's going to happen. I'm definitely going to get Disney Plus. I know it sounds like a Disney kids, but no, it's going to have Marvel, Star Wars, all that. So, I'm definitely going to get it. Yeah, I think it's November.
We talked about Tom Hiddleston when you were on Fireside Chats, and he signed on to do the actual TV show. So it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Frank, here's the suit you were asking about. It's right up on the screen.
Okay.
It's called the Mark 85.
Mark 85. When the Bears won.
Yeah.
The Bears.
William Refrigerator. Arc Reactor.
He's going to be doing the Super Bowl Shuffle. In Endgame, I believe.
We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Two suits rumored. There's this one, and I won't talk about the other one because I don't want to spoil it.
Hold on. I'm still on Super Bowl Shuffle.
we're going to stay on this one for a while.
You're looking at the Thanos, and I'm the snapper. Better look out, or you'll be in the crapper. Come on. Okay. Now you can. Mark 85, go.
No, there you go. The Mark 85, and then there's another suit that's rumored that leaked this week.
Mark 86.
No, it actually, it's a different suit that may or may not be infused with
Dave 21
Infinity Stones.
The black suit?
No, there's
the
another one.
Suit? Isn't the black suit War Machine?
It's Iron Patriot.
Here you go.
Iron Patriot. The leakage.
Right there.
What is that?
Whoa.
We're looking at a...
It's a mock-up. It's not official.
Like Carnage.
It's supposed to have Infinity Stones in it.
It looks like the Burton Superman costume.
I don't know. Yeah, it's just a mock-up. It started floating around a few days ago, so who knows if it's true, but... This one's for sure confirmed. This is a Lego already. So it's supposed to be the most powerful iteration
of
the
suit
ever.
Wouldn't it be funny if he actually had little bumps like you could attach Legos to him in the movie? Yeah. And that bled over to the Lego character? Okay, so that's pretty cool. That's great. Let's get on to the next one. That's part of your job is to know when to start the next story.
No, I was ready. I was letting you guys finish it
up.
Okay, And then... on to Rotten Tomatoes, you know, finally, people at Rotten Tomatoes actually...
Look at that segue, too. Finally. Yeah, that's his last story.
No.
Honestly, Donnie, I thought this could have been either the greatest thing in the world or a terrible train wreck, and you've proved that there was a third option.
Both.
Pretty good.
Somewhere in
the middle.
Both A and B.
But no, what I'm getting at is finally is because there's been trolls that have been, you know, bad-mouthing these movies, whatever.
Did somebody bring that up on the show last week?
No, it's all me. I brought it up on the Slack channel.
Oh, yep. Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Slack, for those of you who don't know, is where we have our group chats, and Adonis gives us lots of emojis.
It's where I go to be terribly confused. Like, if I'm having too good of a day, I go to Slack, and I'm like, what Adonis saying?
Yeah. All right, so go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So,
I'm not worried.
Yeah. Okay. No, they're just taking down all the early bad reviews, which how can you review it if you haven't really seen it? So they really want to get an honest, true rating of what these real critics have seen the movie.
I heard it
last week or something like that, maybe 2 weeks ago. It was like they were saying it was real low, but then they cleared out all the trolls and then the ratings went skyrocketed up and say, no, this movie's gonna do good.
The people who did my makeup at Mad TV worked on that movie. One or two of the people and said it's amazing what they were doing. I couldn't get any specific details because obviously they're not allowed to talk about it, but I'd heard they just for the way the movie was being produced and the amount of money that was going into it too, because she'd worked on Guardians and some other stuff. She's like, this is going to be huge. And I heard last I'd heard they're estimating 150 million next weekend opening for it, which is a pretty big deal because they were originally tracking at 100 million. So now it's up there. And by next week, $1 billion.
Yeah.
All right. So
we're doing a Captain Marvel contest. I'll talk about that a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Facebook.
Yeah.
At Comic Playground for anybody who's listening. We tend to forget to do that, too, almost as much as I forget to tell people I'm playing with dolls that we are at Comic Playground across the internet. So, Donnie, great job.
Yeah.
Go back to being Donnie. Yeah. And we'll let you know if you're coming back. Thanks.
All right. Yeah, it was great having you.
We'll call you.
All right. And everybody get quiet. I just
back to the Legion of Donnie.
Little back at the Legion of Donnie. It's actually the Hall of Doom. Did you realize that? It's the Hall of Justice and Hall of Doom.
Is it really?
Yeah. I always thought it was the Legion of Doom. They are the Legion of Doom, but they're at the Hall of Doom, and it's the Hall of Justice. Because one time Lex Luthor's taking...
And it's the Justice League, so yeah. That makes sense.
And Legion of Doom, Justice League, yeah. So...
Why do they all have to be in halls? It's just weird. Like, is that just where superheroes hang out in giant open rooms?
Where do you hang out?
Not
a hall?
Not a hall. I'm not a superhero.
Or villain.
Or villain.
Well, we'll have to work on that.
Well, see what we can do.
I think we just did.
We did. We did, and it's over.
So the meat and potatoes of today. Last week was Umbrella Academy, and I think Corbin, I was really looking forward to hear because he is so into the DC stuff. So we'll see where some of this stuff goes. But I did not even know there was such a thing as DC Universe, which is a downloadable app/. Platform for original programming, and now I'm hooked on it. It's the Netflix of the DC world, and a show that came out a while ago. What, October of,
like, October 18? It was like October 12th.
October 12th. 18, yeah,
I was looking up the show, 18, and it 12. Was like, this is a web series, and I was like, this isn't like my friend's web series on YouTube that he just put together with his other friends, but somehow everybody who's on it, their credit is a web series.
Yeah.
Well,
I did not know what it was even going into it, so I took a look, and at the beginning, this is something Corbin had talked about. It's called Titans, first of all. So Titans, yes. And it's Robin from Batman and Robin, in case you were thinking of some other type of Robin, and the other characters, which who will start to evolve later, and you find out who they are. They even run into Doom Patrol along the way, which is pretty cool, which is another show that we'll get to and talk about in a couple of weeks. But it starts out, it's very dark, and the music is a little funky too, and I'd love to know what the budget was on this, because it's well done. But at the same time, I'm going, it kind of feels internet-y. So maybe it's supposed to. I don't know what it is, but I really like it. I'm stuck
like a
in
fan
it.
Film. Like somebody put together
it's
a
almost
fan
that, is that
like a really and good fan film.
Yeah. Really well done. But so dark, by the way, like to the point where I had to lighten my computer screen to watch
super
it.
Dark,
you know
yeah.
what I did
could too?
Could not see things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was on a plane watching it too, where I tend to watch it fairly dark. Yeah. So just to try not to wake somebody up next to me. This is going to sound like a Donnie rant.
Because they always have, they're always the ones reading something, and then you got to poke them in the eye. And so, you know,
because you have done that, haven't you?
Yeah. You should hear my rant. Yeah.
Okay. So
teasing the rant.
I mean, when did you become so professional? It's unbelievable the level you're playing at today.
Did you say yo? No. Did you end your sentence with yo?
No.
Okay. I thought you did.
No, yo.
I'm going to Zoyo, yo.
I thought he said, you should hear my rant, yo.
Get a frozen,
yo. Please well, say that every time.
We'll have to bring it back. But you can start doing it. Make it a catchphrase, Donnie. We do need to get you a cough button because you go off to the side and you struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
Not
that one.
Oh, you got a cough button?
Yes.
Oh, he's got a cough button.
We had no idea.
Leave it to Toledo. He found it.
Not a spinoff of Teen Titans Go. Kind of disappointed by that.
Is that what you were expecting?
So bright. I mean, Teen Titans Go was so bright, and this is just so dark. It's just completely... They didn't want anybody to associate
so
them.
You're upset about how it's not... The book is better than the movie kind of
yeah,
a situation?
The book is better than the movie, yeah. Just spin it off. You got the script, right? I mean... Yeah.
The Teen Titans, you know what bothers me? They're very rounded characters. I found, maybe because I'm kind of round... I don't like rounded characters. I like very sharp edges on the characters. And this and Titans, everybody has chiseled features.
Very
and,
pointy.
And they're very pointy people. I don't know what that is. Maybe
you want less attractive people. That's what you're saying.
Like an FX show. You know, network TV always has like beautiful people playing everything, but FX finds like regular looking people to do stuff so that I have a chance to get cast.
Like they had their Zach Galifianakis show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just that kind mm-hmm. of cable. AMC Round does man. It too. AMC has regular looking people. A Better Call Saul, Breaking Bad.
Walking Dead.
Probably based on the budget.
Walking Dead. Yeah. Very regular looking people.
Just regular. Just, you know.
Just simple. Simple
little,
people.
Little decay.
Little brutality.
I feel like you guys picked out really strange things from this.
Also,
well, I was just trying to find something different because I don't want to get too much into the whole show.
So back to the cartoon.
Yeah.
So
the important thing.
Cyborg is in the cartoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
But not in this. Did he get promoted to Justice League? I don't understand how that happened and who made that decision. How did he get promoted?
Well, I don't know if he did get promoted. You're
he was
you're
in
assuming.
The Teen Titans.
He you can't tie everything
and now,
together.
And now it has to be.
It's not continuous. It's not.
He kind of hops around a little bit. I mean, we saw him in the actual Justice League movie, and
right.
And then he's hopping around the Titans. Like he's sometimes there, sometimes not there. This is kind of the core group. That
so in the comics, he does come along a little bit later.
I do like Dick Grayson was a cop in Detroit, which I thought was cool, kind of following the Beverly Hills Cop and RoboCop. You know,
I can't believe how anti he is from the.
That's not the same thing.
Those
are shows and movies.
Having a cop in Detroit makes you successful, I think, as a movie.
It's a good
or
call.
Show. I just want to put that out there.
Trying to save.
It's a formula for success.
Can I say something though?
No,
okay.
No.
I'll try.
No, absolutely.
I've watched 4-5 episodes for nothing. No, I just
no. You're binging.
I want to say how dark it is. I just the first episode when Robin was just beating everybody up in the street, and then he actually like punched some guy and then smeared his face in the block wall, and you saw blood. I was like, wow, this is graphic. And then he starts stomping the guy. It's like, okay, Robin, stop. You're gonna kill him. Stop. And next thing you know, he says, "F Batman." I was like, whoa, okay.
But it starts. It throws you a little bit at the beginning, but it all starts to make sense as you see where the point of view is coming from in the show.
And when you realize it's not a cartoon.
How many episodes in?
It's like six.
I got through two so far.
Two?
Yeah.
But I mean two before you realized it was not a cartoon?
No, he just found out just now.
I mean, wait, what? Yeah. Just found out.
All right.
Completely different.
See, that didn't throw me at all because that's really that makes sense with the storyline with Robin turning into Nightwing. And I'm only in episode 8, and I don't know how if that happens this season.
Starts to feel that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely feeling that way. But he really does kind of lose it with Batman. He even in the comics he decides not to take over for Batman because it's been a whole ordeal for him, and he wants to be his own superhero. So that's how Nightwing comes about. It's actually derived from a Superman thing. So he's trying to become less of this Batman inspired violent person, but he struggles with it. And that's one of the great things about Robin. That's why Robin's my favorite.
From what I'm reading about your question about Cyborg, and I think Toledo is on the same article, maybe. Cyborg was created nearly two decades after the first Doom Patrol comics were published. And he serves, according to what I've understood, to be in there as a thematic theme. To kind of
a thematic theme,
thematic connections. Excuse me.
Redundant.
So he is similar. He's similar to the Robot Man character. And that
Robot Man's pretty cool.
And that he was created. And so they're having him kind of move it forward and kind of be like a driving force. Is that
they're almost jokey-ish characters.
Yeah,
they're pretty great though. But they take it seriously. It's not like they're trying to be funny, and that's what makes it pretty cool. I am looking forward. Doom Patrol, I'm hearing, is even better than this, and I'm really into it. And that's why I started with like kind of the – because I don't want to just be praising everything.
Anything that has Brendan Fraser in it is going to be great.
Yeah,
especially with a mask on at this
in
point.
Life. Yeah.
Some of those videos of him, he doesn't look so great.
It's kind of scary.
George of the Bungle.
The cool thing about the Doom Patrol being in this is they were introduced in the Teen Titans comics too. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. It seems like they're following along. It's DC, so they should get it right. They're not sending it out to somebody
else. Sometimes you see things like this and they really don't follow along with the comic books, and that's a big gripe for fans. And when you see something that does, like non-organic web shooters, for me that's like a big deal.
That's a tough one. But I mean, they're putting it on DC Universe, right? They're not putting it on ABC. And so right. I assume you're expecting to only get mega fans of DC that are going to be subscribing.
Yeah, I didn't
to
even
DC
know
Universe,
about it, right?
Right?
Yeah. So you can play yeah. to that like we do with our podcast, very specific.
Always accurate.
100% accuracy. We have the accuracy of a...
Donnie Reading.
You did do pretty well, Donnie. I'm going to be honest with that.
Yeah, I was impressed.
We're going to have somebody else do it next time.
Yeah, but, for sure. I don't want to.
I know you really didn't want to do it. You had this look on your face. Of, oh. So that brings us to our Mark V this week. Instead of going... right with the doing something about Teen Titans, I'll get there eventually. I get into it.
You'd be a great sidekick.
I would.
Was that
that's
like
what I am. I am a sidekick trying to
was
host.
That a bad 8-track?
I don't know. I don't remember what an 8-track. I don't get the reference.
Nobody does.
No.
I thought you might, but when the 8-track gets messed up, it does that, like it draws it out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I do. That's a lot.
You didn't have one of those in your car?
I might have. I had one
you
in my
did.
Buggy. We had a thing called 2XL. It was the robot that asked questions, and you could press it would change the tracks and ask different questions depending on... forget it. Nobody
I've
cares.
Never heard of that.
In your 2XL? Car?
Google 2XL.
Is a robot in your car?
Yeah, it's a robot in my car. Robot boy.
That's a Knight Rider thing?
Yeah. I think that's awesome. This thing right here, Frank?
Yeah,
on the screen?
No, that's a newer version. That's 2XL that Whoa. I got. Yeah, he looked like a one-armed bandit there.
It's like
a slot machine.
It's like C-3PO's backpack if you
calling
had
it a robot is really generous.
Yeah, really.
A box. What's well, an like 8-track but
well,
you
think box.
You thought that the casing was going to be droid like
some a little bit.
All right,
that's awesome.
So our Mark V this week, because the leads in Titans, especially Robin, are sidekicks, we are doing the top 5 sidekicks, the Mark V of sidekicks, if you will. And we are going to go with, you know what? I'm going to go Justin. Justin?
Yes, sir.
What is, I guess I did last week. You seem to be the guy who gets it. So, Spinner, still Justin.
All right. Sounds good. You want me to start with number 5?
No, I want you to start with 3.
Start with 3.
Start with 5. Yeah. 5 and work down to your number 1.
All righty. So, for my number 5, I'd like to select.
Which one are we starting with?
Which number 5?
Go ahead.
We're doing sidekicks, correct?
No.
5 is your favorite.
That was
isn't
the
it?
Last segment.
5 is your favorite and 1 is your least favorite sidekick? Is that how it is?
So
I love
time travel movies.
Yeah,
and go.
Time travel movies.
Am I being punked? What is this?
No, it's just
Ashton.
All right.
Is Ashton Kutcher here? Number 5.
He didn't even like Butterfly Effect.
I know, I was waiting for that.
He didn't like this top 5 either.
Looking on the screen, it is Justin's top 5.
And he was 8. Kind of Topher Grace's sidekick.
I had 8 just because I was going to do 10. And
no, you get 5.
Okay. Number 5, Donkey from Shrek.
That's a good scene.
I think
Donkey
really helped the story along there.
Yeah.
I would put number 4. It's going to be a huge, huge debate, but I put Robin.
Which Robin?
And why?
Ooh, yes. Because there's been so many that I would just kind of collapse all the iterations and put Robin just at a number 4.
You're doing the Joe cheat.
Yeah, just because, I mean, there's Jason
an
Todd Robin.
An amalgamation of Robins is
there's
what you're
so
doing?
There's so many, yeah. There's Damien. I mean, there's plenty. So I would say the Robin mantle, definitely, like, just putting it in its own relevance.
Does it include Robin Thicke?
Yes.
Okay.
As long as it
there's, really, there's a lot of blurred lines
Robin,
going
wouldn't
on
wouldn't that
in
be
here.
Great if Batman was Batman and Robin Thicke?
Well, if it was Robin we Thicke, then wouldn't Boner be a sidekick?
Whoa.
Ooh. Wait, that's Alan Thicke.
I thought we were staying PG-13 up here.
His name was Sylvester Stabone.
Right.
That's revealed in an episode. He's like, Boner, what's your real name? And the fact that they got that through all those years, he's like, what's your name? What's your first name? What's your real first name? Sylvester. Like, wait a second. Your name is Sylvester Stabone? Who knew? Sesame Street ending. That's really what it was. The Google it too. So, all right. So we got Robin. That's your 3.
That's number 4. Number 3, I put as Samwise Gamgee.
Okay.
I think he was very pivotal in helping Frodo destroy the One Ring. I think he gets doesn't
doesn't get a lot of credit in the sidekick lists across the world. So I think that he was important, specifically the cinematic iteration of Sean Astin. I thought he did a great job.
It's also a great love story.
Yes.
Frodo and Sam.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good. Number two, Chewbacca. Yep.
Whoa. Hey, whoa. Hit that button, Donnie.
Oh, I cough so hard I think I have to pee. Oh, it's never happened.
Really
to you?
Taking just a turn.
Okay. Where's Gordon?
All right, Chewbacca. I think Chewbacca is a good one. When I saw that, I was like, okay, you're thinking outside the box. Yep. Does anybody do a Chewbacca here? I know that's why we're missing Adonis. Who else does? Do you? That's kind of a pigeon.
A sick dog.
It's a pigeon.
Yeah.
That's a pigeon.
It's a pigeon.
My 2-year-old likes it. So I mean,
hey, Chewy.
For him.
Hey, Chewy.
Pidgebacca.
Bring this note to someone. Okay. All right. So Chewbacca.
Yep. Number one was a logical choice for me, and that was Mr. Spock.
Logical, to me, that's most illogical. I was going to say most illogical. That's most illogical. By the way, the Mark V not going as well as it did last week.
And yet somehow better.
Yeah.
So the one that wasn't mentioned, I had Jubilee on my list. For a long time, she was Wolverine's
cool.
Sidekick. I struggled to find sidekicks just because I had Robin in my head, and it's just like Robin defines sidekick to
right.
me. And so I had 3 different Robins on my list.
Right.
I'm with you, man.
But the way you handed it to me was just, you send them to me, and you got Robin. Robin.
You didn't specify?
I figured I would fill him in later.
Yeah. But then from Joe, I get very specifics. All of his were Robin.
Yeah. Yeah. Dick Grayson's number one. Tim Drake, number two. Carrie Kelly, number three. I actually took a Robin out and put in Barbara Gordon, number four.
Basically, like a Robin by another name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then Jason Todd.
And then I had Burt Ward.
Who'd you take out?
And Casey Kasem.
Stephanie Brown.
Also great Robins.
Casey Kasem was Robin. Used to do that in my act. Dear Batman and Robin, it's been a long time since I last saw either one of them. He was also Shaggy and Scooby.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to talk alternate list?
Yeah.
So Frank maybe made an alternate list so it wasn't all superheroes. And my number one was Turk. Do you guys have any?
Turk from Scrubs? Scrubs?
That's my number one sidekick.
That's pretty good. One. Yeah, Turk Turkleton.
Do you guys have any that are not superheroes?
Yeah. I mean, I had some alternate, which was Jimmy Olsen was in there. I thought
that's still a comic
Silent
book.
Bob. Where's Silent Bob at?
Well, I was even thinking Bloodman and Chronic.
Isn't Jason Mewes the sidekick in that scenario? I mean, you have Batman.
I got one. Scottie Pippen.
Excellent. Excellent.
Ouch.
Scottie Pippen. Yes.
Isn't Andy Richter?
Well, then
he was on my list.
Yeah. When I was heavier, fatter, I would see
rounder.
Andy Richter rounder like the characters on Teen Titans Go. When I would see Andy Richter on TV, I'm like, "What? That's me!" And there was somebody performed. I was on Conan and sitting next to Andy Richter, and somebody came over to Andy and said, "Great, great set there."
And oh, man.
He's like, "I think they thought I was you." I'm like, "You're a 6'5 version of me, you big teddy bear. Give me a hug."
He's right. 6'5"?
He was so great.
Everybody's 6'5 to me. I'm 5'6.
On camera. Everybody
yeah, it's big.
Oh, and Brody Bruce was in my list.
Who's Brody Bruce?
From Mallrats. Who is...
Oh, Brody.
Just
Brody.
Got confirmed to be in the new reboot of Jay and Silent
Isn't
Bob.
Isn't that going
to
be great?
Super excited about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
All right. So I think that wraps that up. Good.
You don't want to talk about yours?
No, I never do them. No. I just assign them. Right. I just agree and disagree with things. I'm not good. I'll come up with something sometime, but I don't like it. I'm too busy organizing.
Yeah,
and setting up wires. So Zach had come to me a couple weeks ago with this idea, and I thought it was pretty cool. And it actually goes along with a little bit of the sidekick stuff and the names we were just going through. But why don't you bring that in for us?
Yeah, definitely. So. I was thinking if anybody out there has seen the movie Avengers Endgame, anybody? Or, sorry, Avengers
no,
Infinity War. There's a moment where basically Peter Parker, Spider-Man, meets Doctor Strange, and he says, "Oh, hi, I'm Peter. What's your name?" And Doctor Strange says, "I'm Doctor Strange." And Peter says, "Oh, we're using our made-up names. In that case, I'm Spider-Man." And so it got me thinking, you know, what is in these names of these alter egos of these characters? And so something that's pretty common within the comic book world is using alliterative names. So Peter Parker, as I mentioned, Bruce Banner, Matt Murdock. And what I found through research was that a big reason why that was that Stan Lee just apparently had a really bad memory. And if he made the names alliterative, it was going to be much easier for him to remember the names, which I thought was interesting. But then I also found that DC also had a lot of alliterative names. And also, as an interesting aside, Clark Kent's real name, obviously Kal-El, which translates in Hebrew to voice of God. Something interesting to think about. Guy, the character was created in the 30s by a couple of Jewish guys. Not the best time to be Jewish. And so they saw this hero and they wanted to give him like a secret Hebrew name. And so that's why they went with Kal-El.
That's awesome. I did not know
that's
that.
Cool, no.
That's great. Yeah. And then I was thinking there's just a lot of names that kind of like predestine you. So one of my favorite examples is Victor Von Doom. The guy goes to school, he gets a PhD. His name is literally Dr. Doom at this point. And you're not going to be a hero with the name Dr. Doom. So you are basically you've become
unless
a villain.
Unless your sidekick is Ironic Man.
Ironic Man. It should be. It really should be. But apparently he did not have that sidekick. No Ironic Man. It's kind of like, you know, if your name is Chad, you're going to try skateboarding at some point in your life. That's Dr. Doom, you know. Magneto, really interesting. Before he actually had his magnetic powers, he was calling himself Magnus, which is also like kind of a, you know, predestination sort of thing. Mar-Vell, who became Captain Marvel, not the most creative writing over on the Marvel side during those times. And then the final thing that I thought was kind of interesting, a little bit outside of the world of comic books. I don't know if anybody who listens or anybody here was a fan of Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So there's a book called, and then a movie, The Prisoner of Azkaban. I think that's how you pronounce it. And I read these books when I was a bit older.
It's Azkaban.
Azkaban. I think it's Azkaban.
Yeah, Azkaban.
Azkaban.
I said the same thing.
I know. But you were more right. And so
I'm going with Zach on this one.
So yeah, our next poll, throwing it out to the Facebook page. No, so there's a character that's introduced in the book named Remus Lupin. And right about at the same time that they introduce this character, we also find out that there's a werewolf. And you look and you're like, all right, this guy's name is Remus, which was a wolf. I think Roman mythology, and the last name is Lupin, which means wolf-like in Latin. And I mean, if anybody was reading that as a child, I understand you don't get it. But reading it as an adult, I was like, I mean, this guy is clearly going to be the werewolf. If they make the werewolf anybody else, it's a Shyamalan-y twist in there. Again, I hate
you. You knew that?
His name is Remus Lupin.
But Lou, you knew that Lupin meant werewolf.
Yeah, I'm weird.
But you're so smart.
But because that there's a genus and species or something that Lupin.
Yeah, I mean I'm sure that Lupin is probably the genus of wolf or wolf-like things, yeah. Right? Yeah,
I'm the only one that didn't know.
Yeah, really? So when your name is Wolf in Latin,
what about Wolf Blitzer? Lupin Blitzer.
Also, Lupin. Can we start calling him that?
I'm Lupin Blitzer, and this is CNN.
I hope it's not a full moon.
Oh my goodness.
So I was, you know.
We got a Hanna-Barbera cartoon right now. Soy Slinky Scoob, like that newscaster is changing. Rutrow, he's going to be a werewolf.
Werewolf.
It's going to go over here for a second.
Wow.
We're going to the Corbin wow. I thought, speaking of Corbin, one of his favorite movies was Batman Forever. Love the Edward Nygma.
Yeah, that's great.
Being the Riddler, great naming choice there. I mean, his name is Enigma.
How about the alter ego Shia Lama Twist? Shia Laman Twist?
That's in our Hanna-Barbera cartoon.
Yeah.
it's actually Deserted Dairy Queen as well.
Shyamalan.
Thank you for the laughter.
No, that was good. It just took me a second.
You're high level. I'm bringing it at a high level this week.
Yeah.
So I want to
bring it down. So
I want to throw it out to the Facebook page as well or Twitter. Like any good comic alter ego names outside of comics. I mean, we had the Remus Lupin thing there. Anything else there? Great to start a conversation about it.
All right. So the poll results.
All right. The poll actually continued to go up for the Penguin. We got another like 100 and some votes on it. So but it didn't. It didn't change the winner. Carell still won over Jonah Hill by, but only by like 4% of the vote. But it was like 516 votes to Jonah's 481. So almost 1,000 votes. So that's awesome. Pretty so cool. Thanks to everybody that got on there and voted. Our next poll, I'll give you a little backstory. The reason this came up was I was at Drawn to Comics with Ari, and she wanted to go up into the toy section, which is like a loft area. And when she got up there, she walked upstairs and immediately put her fists down, clenched them, and started growling. And Andrea and I couldn't figure out what she was doing, really. What is going on? I thought we should get her to the doctor. But it turns out she was doing an impression of a Rocket Raccoon.
Raccoon.
Cardboard stand-up.
Rocket Trash Panda.
I don't know why I say it that way. It's so weird.
It's just wrong.
Anyways, it's just... Thanks.
Azkaban.
So we figured it out, and she...
Azkaban.
Ever since...
Silent.
Azkaban.
Azkaban. Whoa. Oh, let's go.
As Corbin.
Yeah, thank you very much. We are Comic Playground.
Yeah, that's we were. Fine. It's over. When we figured out what she was doing, it was hilarious. So that's the first video you'll see on the comments in the poll.
Am I crushing her?
You are not. You are not winning. Right now, it's about 70% R.
Now, you know I on purpose did mine badly, right?
I mean, I'm going to let you go on that.
I'm amazed that 30%. You got 30% of the vote.
I know, right?
Wait a minute.
How many times are you going on
voting? He just vote for you.
Yeah. Who's Toledo?
Toledo, did you just vote for Frank?
Absolutely.
Okay, watch the video and then make a real decision.
He thinks Frank is cuter.
Well, Frank voted for Ari.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I was like, who's voting for me? My mom? Yeah, because I shouldn't be that.
Your
she's,
mom.
She's 100% cute. She's
yeah, that's the very first time she did it. Well, the second time she did it, because once we figured out what she was doing on the video. On the next one.
You'll be
one,
able to vote for Ari for two more days.
Yeah, we're not. Don't vote for Frank. But yeah, he has this video of the best Spider-Man in his opinion. And it's everybody has a different view of that. I think it's just a matter of what you saw first or what affected you the most. So it gets pretty heated. The argument on those posts are already awesome. So next Sunday you can look forward to who the best Spider-Man is. Either it's going to be...
Did you say Spider-Man? Is that like raccoon?
Spider-Man.
Spider-Man raccoon.
Spider-Man.
Batman.
Either...
my favorite Batman. Robin.
It's either going to be...
Robin.
Whoa. Holland or Garfield.
Wait, you can't do three?
I don't think you can do three in the polls. So we'll take the winner against the next one. You know, we can put Tobey Maguire. I think
it's
Maguire.
It's a two-party system.
We're locked in. There's no green party here.
Yeah, I think Maguire is probably gonna end up being the winner on that one, just because there's so much history.
All right. That leads us to what I've been looking forward to all show, because we
assume our audience as well. Has been looking forward
everybody.
To
we had Donnie do a little news up front, which took him out of character, but now we want him to get it into character. And I know he was looking forward to the Captain Marvel outing we're going to be doing next week for the premiere. And tell us a little bit about that, Donnie. You got a rant?
About our screening?
Yeah.
No, I'm happy about that. I could rant about something else, though.
Oh, like the segue that I told you to use to get into your rant?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Oh.
So anyways.
All the planning in the world.
Oh, man.
I went to the Renaissance Festival and something clicked watching, you know, these acts about to perform.
You don't remember the conversation we had?
It was it was through tech, so, you know, just...
Maybe go back and read it.
Remember, he can't read.
It didn't have pictures.
He can't read out loud.
The whole point was to get there was going to be that we're in control of the audience at the screening of Captain Marvel, and that's going to be great because people won't be there to bother you.
Yes.
For signatures.
For signatures. Your fans, who you'll give stuff away to for free.
That is, I won't be like, hey, down in front, you know, things like that.
No, I love my fans. They're free.
All day long.
until his wrist starts to hurt.
Oh my God. Edit this show and put it at the top.
Then I'll just have a stamp, you know.
Wait, now you're getting corporate.
All right. That's a cop out, man.
All right. So
sell out.
Stamp. Donnie Stamper.
Yeah, so, well, luckily these people won't get on my nerves at the screening and all that.
Because yeah, good. Now you the segue, perfect. Thank you.
The contest winner is going to feel so welcomed.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, magic. Oh, what the people can't see behind the curtain is incredible.
I used to love going to concerts and everything, rock concerts, metal, all that. So you'd have to get there
maybe
early.
A movie premiere.
Or a movie premiere, you have to get there early to get good seats, you know, because but not for me. I'm not sitting. I'm standing when I'm at a concert. But now you got these people with their freaking cell phones. Ooh, look at me. I'm an aspiring director. Ooh, let me make sure I get the perfect zoom for it. I'm just going to stand here for the whole show and just watch this band on my screen all day. You know, I'm like, come on, man. I paid good money to watch this show, not to watch it on your freaking screen. Get it out.
Oh, thanks for editing.
I just wish somebody would just throw their phone or just some crowd surfer would just kick it, you know. And they're just wasting their time. And then when they get home, oh, I think I can hear it. But yeah, it's just people that ruining the whole seeing a concert live anymore. It's ruined, you know. I like the back in the days when the ticket stub would say no cameras, no recording devices.
Wait a second.
Was they this could still concert, do this on the ticket stub.
Wait, was this concert at the Renaissance Fair?
No, it reminded me when I went to the Renaissance Fair, it clicked.
People
were starting to film, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's like.
Wait, you don't even need the Renaissance Fair then for your segue. You could have gone right into it.
Well, the concert's better because I paid.
You know what? You're a better newsreader than you are a ranter.
No.
No.
He knows it. He knows.
Wrong.
Yeah. No.
You know.
For instance, 20 years ago, I went to go see Raw at the Georgia Dome. It was the first time in 20 years because WCW was dominating it. So WWE was never there. So they finally show up. And I get good tickets. I'm excited for this, but then
as excited as Justin is right now that you're talking about wrestling.
Oh no, he's probably gonna feel it.
He just got out thumb wrestlers from the 80s.
I unfortunately had to deal with one of those fans that have to have a stupid sign. Yeah, I spent 8 hours on this. I used all my markers up last night. I hope I get noticed on TV. You know,
but
and,
that,
I'm like. Like, literally 20 minutes are going by, and I'm getting so mad. I'm like, any of you guys have a lighter? Any of you guys? This guy wants to be on camera so bad. I need to see this screen. I'm going to make
But that's what they
world.
Want. That's what the cameras want. That's the whole point of being the fans.
I was about to be the guy with the lighter and light a sign on fire as he's holding it. That way he gets camera time, and I get to watch the show.
And you go to jail for a little bit.
I don't think you missed much.
No.
What part about... was about the Renaissance.
So
nothing.
No, none of it.
He was using that as the second segue.
Can we call this episode the Renaissance Fair Rant?
Yeah, it should be all it's about.
Well, no, because I was there and it just reminded me how people were starting to film this and blocking my view.
But
you
could have just made it that the last movie you went to.
It just clicked.
We'll work with it. We'll work on it with you.
Did anybody think of anything else but Donnie moshing this whole time?
Oh, I get in there. I get winded after a while. I'm like, I'm done, guys. You know,
you shut down the mosh pit as you leave.
I just run in a circle for a few laps. You know?
Donnie's gone. I guess we can't mosh anymore.
They're all cool. If you fall, they'll pick you up. I mean, it's all fine. But
have you ever crowd surfed?
No. Mm.
Crowd snowboarded?
Maybe at Captain Marvel we can get you to crowd surf.
I don't want to ruin the show for everybody.
Captain,
so considerate.
Captain Marvel can't follow that.
Tough act. Look at me, I'm flying. Not anymore.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be 86 out of the theaters. It's not worth it.
It's our theater. So the contest, let's get to that quickly, because you guys, everybody's worried without Corbin and Adonis that we weren't going to have enough time. We're at an hour, guys, so we're...
Yeah.
There's a lot to cut, though.
Maybe just make
Toledo's it, like, yeah.
Just don't cut it, that part,
just
though.
Just go straight to the rant.
Oh, my goodness. So we're running a contest on Facebook right now where you can win and come and join us at the Captain Marvel premiere where we've rented out the theater. And you have to do like four things. You have to enter, you have to like the post, you have to share the post, you have to like our page, and then comment why you want to see the movie with us. Some people are just commenting why they want to see the movie. They don't really care that it's with us, and that's fine too. At the end there, we're going to pick a winner on the 5th, and we'll put it on our Facebook page at 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And you've got to reply to that post as the winner within 10 minutes, or we're just going to announce another one. So make sure you stay tuned there. Just make sure to read the contest rules on at Comic Playground on Facebook. And I'm not sure if we're adding that into the information to the other sites, but you have to put it on Facebook. So, but we're also at Comic Playground everywhere else.
Awesome. One little note that I want to, we're going to start branching this show out a little bit into almost two versions of the show every week. This is going to be coming up in the next couple of weeks. We're going to do something where we hit you real hard for half an hour, 45 minutes, somewhere in there. And that'll be more like, the Donnie rant type of stuff and the silly over the top stuff. And then later in the week, we'll probably come out Thursday with the first one and then even Friday with the second one, on the audio. They're going to be more in depth going into some of the issues, the stuff that, what I found was very difficult in the show is to navigate the silly along with the, very heartfelt types of analysis. So we're actually going to split it up a little bit and maybe, on some of the shows, even give you a little tease, and then Zach, you always get a look at it. And then
I was just thinking about how heartfelt I normally get on this show.
Yeah.
So.
Well, not you, but Adonis, and Joe always has like some really in depth thoughts. I'm like, I don't know where that'll fit, but now we have a place to. Yeah, you're not even invited to the second show.
No.
We're worried about what you do. So
yeah, I'll be outside. I'm just exiled. Can you exile me to the Donnie Pod?
Donnie Island.
Yeah, Donnie Island.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Population wouldn't.
And we're back.
This was pretty in depth today.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome for that. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
It was very good. Very
last
good.
Time it'll happen.
At Comic Playground, like you said, on everything. And next week will be Captain Marvel. We will probably talk a little bit of Doom Patrol. Really looking forward to that. We've got the polls up. We've got the Mark Fives. Let us know about any of that. Whole bunch of stuff. Anybody want to have any closing arguments?
I had one weird thing. Somebody sent to me, it was part of the mailbag segment, I forgot to say, but Aaron Schaefer sent that Joey Lawrence is campaigning, not just throwing his hat in the ring, but he's actually literally campaigning and collecting signatures from his fans that want him to be Batman.
Wow.
No, it's whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that, whoa.
It's all, it's
is that
something.
The Joey Lawrence?
The Joey Lawrence.
Blossom.
There he is.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
Wow. He looks a lot different than he used to.
Yeah, he doesn't have any hair.
You know, every Batman who gets cast is immediately like the fans just disparage it.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would give the, you know, you can give it to anybody and the director will figure out how to make it work. No?
Unless it's Joey Lawrence.
Unless it's Joey Lawrence.
I mean, the Donnie Knight.
I'm watching that.
100% behind it.
Listen, Joker.
Behind Donnie.
Listen, Joker, put your phone down.
You know? I can't see.
I'm trying to watch not the Renaissance Fair, something else.
The Prisoner of Don Caban.
Does Donnie like fight crime by shaming?
Just ranting.
Just ranting.
Happy fun facts ranting.
Here's a fun fact for you. You're going down. You're gonna die.
Oh, that's a wrap right there. Freaking. Does Donnie say freaking a lot?
His catchphrase. He catches himself. It's a freaking
poop head.
See you next week.
See you next week.
No, no, and that's a wrap.
See you next week, and that's a wrap.
No, you gotta. Thank you.